Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is 8:21. Part two of our Guest of the Day series continues. Kathy Lilienthal. Did I get it right?
Very good. Very
See,
good.
See, I'm like a monkey. You train me and I'll know forever. So, how are you? Welcome in.
I'm very good. Thanks for having me as Guest of the Day.
Well, yeah, we're getting ready for a Relay for Life, which
a
will be
month
here.
From tomorrow.
What?
1 month from tomorrow.
What?
June 24th.
Wow.
Starting at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
At the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Goes from 5 until 11. We'll be working on it before that.
Yeah, I hope so. No. You think, oh, the 24th is so far away. No.
Now we're getting down to showtime. We have to work towards this.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on now as you get ready for the big event a month from now.
Okay. So what I'm here to talk about is the Luminaria ceremony,
mm-hmm.
and that usually is around 9:30, give or take a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Luminaria signify special people, either people that we are honoring as they fight through, you know, their illness
yeah,
with cancer,
yep.
In memory of people that we cherish that have passed, and honoring them.
Mm-hmm.
So each Luminaria signifies a person.
And you guys are selling them because there's a fundraising component to it, to that research and everything,
very
too.
Very much so. And it can be as much as you want. Mm-hmm. We suggest $5 per Luminaria. If you want to give more, there have been people that have given more. We have a little bit of paperwork that goes with this, and there are forms that are available here at KMCH Radio, also at the treasurer's office,
mm-hmm.
and also at Bramie Drug, where I work.
Yep.
Ashley has graciously helped me in my endeavors for many, many years.
Well, I just want to thank you for making the long walk from your office to here today.
Oh, yeah.
That meant the world to us.
I need my steps every day.
All 32 steps to get here. But no, this, we joke, of course, but as you and I were talking, this will be my first Relay for Life event. Eric Walker's as well, because he and I are going to be there on the 24th all evening long. And we were just talking off the air about how beautiful this ceremony is, because you're going to have that dusk of night and the darkness mm-hmm. settling in, and you'll see the flickering lights within mm-hmm. these luminaries.
Correct.
It's going to be really neat to see.
And people can decorate their own, and several do, or we have a committee that helps to decorate the bags. The bag has a block of wood in it with a tea light, so it lights up, and then the American Cancer symbol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Each one is, like I said, is suggested as $5. If you want to pick up the forms in advance, it really, really helps us.
Yeah.
We cut off the Luminary sales by 7 o'clock that night so that we can get them all put out mm-hmm. around the track.
Well, and most importantly, so you can get Eric and I the list so we can make sure we get everybody's name right, too.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure to not only, you know, watch and look at the memorial, but be able to hear the names, too,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm. We, when you're filling out the forms,
mm-hmm.
We ask that people include who they're honoring, if they want a special message on that form for that person, we ask that they put their name, and I ask that they include their telephone number, because there have been times in the past where I've not been able to read the handwriting,
mm-hmm.
and I really like to get the name of the person
yeah.
that is being honored or remembered spelt correctly,
yep.
so I ask for that phone number. The other thing is Luminaria sales go towards team credit, and if you are participating on a team, I would ask that you indicate your team
mm-hmm.
so we can give that team credit. Forms can be dropped off all the way up until the 23rd at Bramie Drug, forms and bags, if you're completing the bags on your own.
Mm-hmm.
They can be mailed to me. I live out in Delhi. I would ask that you mail them no later than June 18th.
To make sure they get there.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
We want them to get there so that people have them.
So, I mean, you can, so we've got the forms here at
Correct.
KMCH, you mentioned. You've got them at Bramie Drug as
Correct.
Well, just right next door to us. Few doors down at the treasurer's office, they got them there
they
too.
They have forms as well.
Now, we'll put all this information on our website and everything too, because we want to make sure people have access to it. And I know that the radio station here has been a part of this for years.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there on the night of the 24th from 5 till 11 o'clock that night.
Mm-hmm.
Remind everybody, Kathy, where this is all going on.
This is happening at the Delaware County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And there's a big walking track set up. It takes up quite a bit of the fairgrounds. We walk all the way around and we line those luminaries all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
We have the assistance of several scouts in the area. We have Boy Scout Troop 137, Cub Scout Pack 35, and the Girl Scouts are helping us as well. The Service Unit 760. I'd like to thank all of them mm-hmm. in advance. I'd like to thank everybody that helps make this possible, because it takes a small army of people.
Oh, yeah. It's not just, all right, let's show up that Saturday morning, have an event, and pack up and leave. There is a lot of legwork that goes to it. And to that point, Kathy, why is it that you stay involved as you do for so many years?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, I'm a survivor.
Okay.
But I also have some family members that I cherish that are gone. And I have several friends. Cancer affects many, many, many people. It's a staggering number. It's a staggering number in Delaware County.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects all of us in one way or another. I think we can safely say that everybody knows someone who is working through that.
Absolutely. That's a good answer. Correct answer, too.
So I would like to have you all participate either by purchasing a luminaria or just coming up to see it. Mm-hmm. There's no cost to come in.
Yeah, just come up to the fairgrounds that Saturday night. Yeah. Come hang out with us for a while.
Yes.
So.
Our theme this year is Picture a Cure. Can you imagine our world without cancer?
Mm.
Wow.
It'd be a lot better world, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
So, well, Kathy Lilienthal, nice to meet you officially. Thanks for coming in.
And again, you
can get those luminaria, Bramie Drug here at KMCH, Treasurer's Office as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have any questions, call us here at the station. We'll point you in the right direction.
Or call you.
We'll put Kathy's contact on our website, kmch.com. Any further points of new items of business before we move to adjourn?
I want to say thank you to KMCH and to you and to Eric and to everybody else that is helping us.
Well, we couldn't do it without you. You are so welcome. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be
a very worthwhile,
memorable, but yet fun evening
as well.
To look forward to.
It is fun.
So I'm looking forward to it.
We
can officially start the countdown now. We're a month away. All right. Kathy, good to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Good to see you.
We're going to put her smiling face and contact info on our website at kmch.com.